This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
And it's our top story on KRDO News Radio. Governor Polis has extended Colorado's mask order, but also added a new exception. Taylor Summers has more.
Under the latest version, people can take their masks off during indoor gatherings of more than 10 people, as long as 80% of them have proof of vaccination against COVID-19. However, the order does not outline what proof is considered acceptable or how it can be verified. Numbers from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment show just under 2 million people in the state are considered fully vaccinated, which is about one-third of the population. Taylor Summers, Denver.
In other news, the search is on for a murder suspect. Police say that Kevin Woodward shot a man to death over the weekend near Berkeley and West Summit, but didn't release a potential motive. Woodward is a 28-year-old white male. He is 230 pounds with brown eyes and balding hair. He also has two tattoos over his eyebrows. And they believe that Woodward may be traveling with a 30-year-old. Her name is Samantha Shield. She's white, 5'4", 120 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. Shield is not wanted in connection with the shooting. Anyone with any information is asked to call police. The speculation of an Aaron Rodgers trade from the Packers to the Broncos remains a hot topic and trending in Denver. Rodgers has reportedly said he will not play for the Packers again unless changes are made in their front office. Broncos fans have jumped on the reports, with Twitter using maps to map out the 40-minute drive from Boulder to the Broncos training facility in Inglewood, saying that it would be a great drive for the MVP quarterback. Rodgers' fiancée at least lives part-time in Boulder. One person is in custody after a crash shuts down the intersection of North Academy and Galley Road today in Colorado Springs. It happened late last night. Colorado Springs police were called to the intersection just before 9 p.m. last night on reports of a two-vehicle crash. The passenger in one of the cars suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. They got the area cleaned up after about 5 hours. It reopened about 2 o'clock this morning. Jury selection was set to begin this morning for the driver accused of hitting and killing a Colorado State trooper with his box truck on I-25, and that happened in Douglas County. Trooper Cody Donahue was struck and killed on November 25th of 2016, which was the day after Thanksgiving that year. He was outside the vehicle working another earlier crash on the highway outside Castle Rock. According to court documents, Noel Ruiz was driving the vehicle that struck Donahue. Prosecutor said he had room to move his commercial box truck into the other lane, but did not do it. He pled not guilty to criminally negligent homicide and two traffic offenses. No word just yet on what the First Lady's plans will be. Dr. Jill Biden's schedule to be arriving in Colorado Springs. She'll be arriving at Fort Carson on Thursday as part of her Western States tour. She previously has been to Colorado Springs in 2012 and 2011. And, finally, Colorado Department of Parks and Wildlife confirmed that they have found human remains inside the stomachs of two of those three bears found near a woman's body in Durango following a deadly bear attack on Friday night. The 39-year-old woman went for a walk with her dogs on Friday. Her boyfriend found the dogs, returned home by the evening, but there was no sign of the woman. When her boyfriend went looking for her, he found her body and obvious signs of a bear attack. Those are the top stories we're following on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Skies will clear overnight tonight. Temperatures down in the mid to low 30s across parts of El Paso County and Pueblo County. Some area side streets could become a bit slick as, of course, those temperatures drop later this evening, with any lingering moisture on the roads kind of shifting to black ice for elevated surfaces. Otherwise, we'll partially clear out, waking up to some filtered sunshine tomorrow morning, but more clouds and sunshine will be with us throughout the afternoon. And a few stray showers and thunderstorms still possible after 2 p.m. Temperatures in the 50s for Colorado Springs, 60s across the eastern plains. Finally seeing more of an abundance of sunshine by Wednesday with highs in the 60s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.